This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to talk to you about some things that you should treasure, some things that really ought to be important to you. And as a background for our study from the Bible, I want to read to you from the first chapter of the book of Philippians in the New Testament, and I shall read verses 9 through 11. Here Paul says to the brethren at Philippi, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and void of offense unto the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are through Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God." Now Paul indicates here that he is praying for these brethren, that their love may abound, and notice carefully, yet more and more in knowledge and all discernment. Now, to what end? So that, notice the purpose, so that ye may approve the things that are excellent. Now, that's just another way of saying, so that you may learn to truly treasure the things that should be treasured. Let me suggest a few of these things in the light of Bible teaching. That is, some things that each and every one of us should treasure. First of all, let me suggest that you should treasure your life. Your life. You are a unique person. There is no one else like you in all of this earth. And no one ever has been and no one ever will be. You are a unique person and you are significant in the eyes of God. You are in fact worth more to God than this entire world. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Think about the significance of your life. You remember that Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27, that there's a very real sense in which the living of a human life can be compared to the building of a house. Every one of us is building the house of our lives. Each one of us is building it foolishly or wisely. Each one of us is building it either on the solid foundation of both hearing and doing the will of God, or else of merely hearing the word but not doing it. Think of the significance of your life, then, in its value, in the fact that your life will never come to an end, in the fact that someday you will stand before God in judgment to give an account for how you have used it. Think of your life as being treasured from the standpoint of its possible greatness. There is possible greatness in every one of us. Oh, it may be that you do not gain notoriety or fame among your fellow man, but that isn't what is really great in the sight of God. The person who is great in the sight of God is the one who is of greatest service to God by being of greatest service to his fellow man. And the greatest service any of us can do is to live the Christian life and to teach the Christian message, the gospel. Just this past week or so, I have been engaged in a four-night debate with a very well-known atheist, an atheist of worldwide fame as a scholar. And one thing that he mentioned at the close of the debate was how much he had been impressed by the lives of Christians with whom he had been in contact. You see, we preach by what we do as well as by what we say. And I rather suspect that there are some, perhaps old ladies, old men, who've lived long lives of faithful obedience to Christ, that no one perhaps outside of their own families and friends and the local congregation have never heard of. And yet in the sight of God, they are truly great. Greater even than the people we see on the news every night. Greater than the people that we hear about and read about in the newspapers. So I want you today to think about your life, the significance of it, and the possible greatness of it. You can be great, but there is only one way to be great, and that is to be submissive to Jesus Christ. To study the Bible, to learn what the Bible teaches about Him as the Son of God, and to submit your life to Him in obedience to His Word. There is no other way you can be a Christian. Our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.